When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the week, the weekends. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's plenty of things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us. So let us always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Let us always worship him, praise him, keep him first, thank him, trust him through everything you got going on. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Always remember that his mercy endures forever and his truth is everlasting. Amen. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. All the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to all the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his name's sake. Stay strong, firm, and steadfast. We are with you. Always stay encouraged. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ out there. Anyone who just has a brand new life in God, God bless you as well, most definitely. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you as well. Anyone who has an encounter or a dream or a testimony, God bless you always, forevermore. And if you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Most definitely. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Play an instrument. Express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, prayed up, watchful, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let us stay on our purpose and calling. Let us know the Lord better, get more close, and seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word, all in all. Let us keep our lamp and our oils. Keep it all together for the Most High always. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges. Keep the gospel. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep it all together. Write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. Copy all of it and keep it to yourself. Keep bearing good fruit, keep spreading the gospel, keep doing a great commission as you go on your journey in your life. Amen. Most definitely. So just take it one day at a time, people. Stay strong and hang in there, all right? So in today's message, what I will do is go through to Jen DeLeon's church note. And then from there, I'll just close out with a prayer and close it off there. We'll end it right there, okay? So here we go. All right. So the title of this church note is Prep Before Promise. We don't have time to waste our energy in things that are not congruent with our destiny because the Holy Spirit has confirmed to us that it's going to be big. The book of Joshua chapter 1, verses 9 through 17. Continue on with the church note. The drought is over. Be strong. Don't confuse strong with angry. God says, for what I'm getting ready to do, you must be strong. We have people leading people who have not been led. You can't command unless you've been commanded. You can't give orders if you can't take them. He gave it to you, but you've got to possess it. Who are you helping? I know you've been blessed. You've got knowledge, influence, opportunities. Who are you helping? If you can fulfill your dream on your own, it's too small for you. Some of us have worried ourselves to death over survival. There are certain doors in order to be ready for them. You have to prepare for them. You can lose people, but if you lose a leader, a Moses, to lose a Moses is to lose direction. God does not give equally, but God responds to appetite. Don't compare yourself with one another because God only supplies according to your appetite. If you don't want much, he won't drop much. If you have a great need, he will drop at your need. Don't look at your neighbors and what God has given them because they might have the capacity to absorb more provision than you do. God does not give blessings to people who will not consume it. You want blessings so you can brag about them. God gives blessings to those who take action. And if you're not going to use it, why would he give it to you? What do you do when what used to work doesn't work anymore? What do you use when you got used to a system that God has abruptly halted? There was no warning, no preparation, it just stopped. Some of us think we lost the favor of God because what used to work isn't working anymore. Everything that you were accustomed to has been disrupted, and now you have to move forward without a playbook, rules, etc., etc. What do you do when you have to keep movement? God says, I won't make it happen anymore without you. I will require your investment and your provision. You've gone as far as you can go off of my charity. Your next meal is going to require your involvement. I am taking you from being dependent to interdependent. I am weaning you from easy. He has changed the playbook. What used to work will not work right now. What brought you here will not take you there. The prep time is more important than the cook time. I'm not disregarding our relationship. I'm in prep time. I'm not arrogant. I'm in prep time. I know I seem distracted or like the person I used to be, but I'm the same person in a different place. I'm in prep time. I'm getting ready for something, and more is required of me in this season than what was required in the last season. In my last season, we could mess around, but I've got to break up with you because I'm in prep time. People who can spend hours on the phone talking about other people can't go anywhere. It hasn't happened yet but you're in prep time. I prove my faith because I'm prepping for something that hasn't even happened yet. Without structure and strategy, I won't be able to succeed in the area of my destination. I'm in prep time. You don't understand because you don't have faith. You have to prepare before you get there. In the next 3 days, things are about to change in your life in a radical way. This is prep time. Faith will get you ready for something that hasn't even started to break loose in their life. Prepare your victuals. If I cannot get it in your mind, then I cannot get it in your life. If you don't have the mindset, you won't have the asset. If you have a mindset of waiting something to fall in the morning, you won't prepare your victuals in the day. Anytime there's a major change in your life, get married or anything like that, it's not enough to get a new ring if you have an old mindset. You can't be a married woman with a single woman's mindset. You can't be a husband with a single man's mindset because you will be physically present and emotionally unavailable. You haven't developed language for anything other than anger, so your wife becomes a sparring partner because you're better at expressing anger than you are anything else. The only thing you have to do to get out of the situation right now is to change your mind. You don't need him, her to come back. You don't need them to pay your way. You don't need anything else but to change your mind. As a mind thinketh, so is his heart, so is he. And the moment you change your mind, can't nobody hold you down. If you want to know what I'm thinking, watch what I'm doing. Stop waiting for someone to come rescue you from your situation because they're not coming. You need to change your mindset. If you've always done what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. It's yours, but you've got to take it. Fight for it. Don't just pray for it. Fight for it. Don't just ask for it. Fight for it. Stop worrying about it. Possess it. You've got to take back what God gave you. Take back what the enemy stole from you. Take it before you lose respect for yourself. Take it while your talent is in place. I'm getting ready to take it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the Almighty, true, living God. Praise him. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rule of God's creation, the rule of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth, amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word. Most definitely, we touch and agree that his word is pure, fine silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. Yes, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest. He's the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. Amen. Most definitely. Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the widows, the orphans out there, the fatherless. Prayers up for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the strangers, the sojourners, the pilgrims, the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life, all the elders, the babies, the children, the young men, the young women, senior citizens, young adults, young men, young women. Prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, separated people. Prayers up for everybody in their situations. Let us repent and get baptized. Let us forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God. Let us circumcise our hearts. And let us always keep doing the Father's will and write a copy of the Torah and keep the commandments. Amen. Most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.